There's one. Set for stun.
Hi, I'm Jay. This is my hetero life mate, Solid Fly.
Inconceivable!
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
And welcome to another edition of The Unique Geek. As we continue, and we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Of course, it could be a train. But we see the light at the end of the tunnel of these 40-day countdown to DragonCon. Lee is joining me as usual, the lovely, the talented, the beautiful Lee. How are you doing?
I am really good. And, you know, you keep adding adjectives and things onto that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We're only 8 days away. At this point, it should be, it's Lee. She's tired. She's ready for con.
I'll eventually get to punch drunk Lee, or just drunk Lee, one or the other.
Punch drunk, not drunkly. Lee doesn't do things like that.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So we have a new guest today that just got announced.
Oh, you do? Who's that?
We do. We have Lou Ferrigno coming back.
Oh, okay.
He's very nice.
Is he?
I've met him. Yes, I have. I've met him, and I introduced my son and my nephew to him last year or the year before, and he was a very, very nice man. He talked to them. They had no idea who he was other than he was really big and he's a bodybuilder, but it went really well. So he is very, very, very nice. So.
That's interesting because, I mean, he's been to every single con that I've been at.
Oh, really?
Seemingly.
Okay.
Seemingly. I mean, maybe I've just seen them a lot. But it's interesting that he's so late on the announcement schedule.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know exactly what happened with that, but he is now on here, so that'll be good. So we're excited.
As we discussed last night, you guys have no idea when things are going to get announced. So
no, sometimes we don't know.
So anything else? We're at 8 days, right?
We're at eight. Yeah.
Eight days.
Yeah, wow. Eight. And then, you know, what's funny, though, is now that Dragon Con starts on Friday, it used to be that I didn't feel too nervous because I was like, I'll get down there Thursday, I'll check in, and then I'll start setting up my room Thursday night. I'm actually really kind of, okay, I'm ready to get in my room early on Thursday, get it all set up because who knows what might happen so I can be all ready because I start at 11:30 on Friday. Some people are starting at 10 on Friday, and that's pretty darned early.
Yeah, there was.
So you're getting more Dragon Con for your dollar this year. Last year you got that too. So
there was an official announcement today. I believe it's official that registration for pre-registered folks will
pre-registered
open.
Only. You have your little card, or you've done will call or something. Yes,
will be open at 10 a.m. on Thursday, and I guess regular registration starts at 4. On Thursday?
That sounds correct.
Did I say Wednesday?
Yes.
I meant Thursday. I may have said Wednesday. That might be a really big mistake in someone.
That would be bad. Thursday.
You could go Thursday. There Wednesday if you want to, but you know, you'll be waiting a while.
There are people. I actually was down at the convention last year for a work related reason. I was down in the area on Wednesday and people were already there Wednesday.
Really?
In costume wandering, yeah. People were there on Wednesday, so.
Maybe they were just confused. Well,
I think they were just having fun. So pre-reg is opening then, and we're really excited about it.
Cool.
So, do you want to introduce our guest?
No, why don't you go ahead and do that?
Me too? Yes. I'll do that. This is Kelly from the Apocalypse Rising track. Yay! How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Great. And how are y'all doing?
I'm doing excellent.
We're good.
Thank you.
And just to say that Apocalypse Rising is kind of what it says. It's all about fandoms and shows and topics that are about the potential apocalypse. So, I mean, tell us a little bit more about, like, what does Apocalypse Rising do?
Well, we like the end of the world. what everything it's about. We like things that blow up, explode, Terminator, Mad Max, zombies, evil robots, plagues, pandemics, all kinds of good stuff like that. Fun, good, evil stuff. Yay.
That's including things like, I mean, most recently, zombies and the like.
Oh, yeah. We love zombies. Zombies that overrun the world. Oh, we're all over that.
Cool. And, of course... Oh, go ahead, Lee. Sorry.
I was going to say, is it your group that does the zombie shuffle and the parade on Saturday? Or do you know the people who are doing that?
we do a zombie walk on Friday night. We do have zombies that do participate in the parade, but I don't know if our zombies are going to be doing a zombie shuffle in the parade or not. I am involved in something else. I have other people that are doing different things that are attached to different stuff. So that is not me per se, no.
Well, it's interesting because I help with the parade. I help Jan, our parade coordinator. I get to help herd the cats that morning. And it's so funny to tell zombies that I know you're shuffling artistically and shuffling well, but you got to shuffle faster so that they can like keep the parade moving. I'm like, you're shuffling great. You look great. Go shuffle faster. And they do. They're good zombies. Great. So thank you very much for that.
More 28 days, less Romero.
More 28 days, less Romero. Yeah, there you go. More of the Will Smith, whatever it was, Omega, not Omega Man. What was that one called?
I Am Legend.
Thank you.
Yes.
More of the Will Smith I Am Legend than others. So.
Now, of course.
Okay, but John, yeah.
I have a follow up question there. Of course, if Will Smith did show up to Dragon Con, he would go into your track, right?
Well, that would be interesting, probably so. Independence Day. But I think also X-Track, because he had a lot of stuff that was a conspiracy theory. Remember, he had Enemy of the Saints.
Men in Black. Yeah.
That's right. So no.
I think we would share. Yes, yeah. I would totally share Mr. Smith.
I am totally into cooperative stuff. Matter of fact, we do have a cooperative thing going on as one of our panels is a cooperative panel this year with the Comics and Pop Art Track. And it's at 5:30 on Friday. It's a very interesting panel. It's called Pimp My Zombie, Tricking Out the Recently Deceased. And
I love that name. That is awesome.
Oh, yeah. And,
don't say we don't know how to have fun at Dragon Con. Pimp My Zombie. That is awesome.
Oh, yeah. And we have designers and we have makeup artists. And all kinds of different guys that are going to be in there talking about how to make a zombie. And it's going to be actually in the Hyatt instead of in the Apocalypse Rising room. It's going to be in the Comics and Pop Art room because their room's bigger. And so
people
are looking at it, want to make sure that they go to the Comics and Pop Art room. But we're actually putting it on with the Comics and Pop Art track. And we're going to have all kinds of people there. Chris Gore of the G4 Network is going to be there. He's going to be moderating the panel. And we've got people from Netherworld Haunted House are going to be there. And they're going to be making up a zombie king and queen. It will be later going to the prom later that night. And will be presented by Chris Gore.
Now, I got to ask, tell me about the zombie prom. Because I keep having people ask, and I go, it's zombies dancing. That's about all I know. So,
I know. Last year, that was an absolute scream. And I've had people ask me, do I have to come in costume? I said, yes, and you have to be dead. But you don't have a brain. Brains aren't included. If you have a brain, you might get eaten. But nobody has to be a zombie. We just want you to come. You'll see some zombies there, but you'll see a whole lot of people there just having a great time. We have a DJ that's going to be there. We have several guests that are going to be there this year, including Chris Gore. He's going to be coming in, escorting in the zombie king and queen. Tony Howell from The Walking Dead is going to be there. Widget Walls from NeedCoffee.com is going to be there. And Zombie Squad is going to be there. And
this is on Saturday night?
Yes.
Right?
It's going to be Friday night at 10 o'clock.
Friday night.
Excellent. Oh, yeah.
So now, for any of our friends who also listen to Need Coffee, this might be the one time you get to see Widget dance. So you should go and see if Widget will do a dance.
Yeah. He's actually preparing something special for it, too. We're going to have him on stage doing something special. He is preparing some kind of something to say on stage. I can't tell you what, but I know it's going to be funny. I've already heard what it is.
Odd, he hasn't mentioned a single thing to any of us that he's even going to be there. Maybe he doesn't want us to see.
Maybe that means we should show up anyway.
Yes, now we should. Now I'm going to, actually.
I can't wait.
Oh, and one more guest is going to be our comic pop artist, sketch artist, Dave. And I need to definitely tempt him because he's the one that's actually doing the Zombie Mom poster that you'll see. And there'll be a few limited edition posters able to be bought. But it's absolutely beautiful. I've seen it. Widge has seen it, and he flipped when he saw it. It is absolutely beautiful. It looks like an old-timey comic strip. And you can get Chris Gore to sign it. You can get Widge to sign it. You can get Tony Gowell to sign it. The few lucky ones that are able to buy one of these, but it's going to be a limited edition done by a comics artist.
And I'm sorry, John, Witch has told us none of this, has he?
No, he hasn't. We will have to beat him down.
Yay!
So he actually...
A evil witch, I know!
He very well may be a zombie by the time he gets there.
I was about to say, Mr. Walls, we now know, and we're telling others.
Mm.
So that's awesome. Well, that's cool though. But yeah, I know you've had Widge is a friend of ours, and I know you've had him in your panel before. He's a big Widge is a big zombie fan.
He's written his own zombie book. I mean, of course, I love that. I love the children's book that he wrote. So that's why we love him.
There's a zombie in my treehouse.
I know.
Widge, that gets me a nickel. I just gave you a plug. That gets me a nickel. So now, are you doing anything? Is most of the stuff going to be in your track room? Are you doing some stuff in Maine? Because you've got some nice named guests there.
Yes, we have several other things that are actually going to be in ballrooms and in other large rooms. And we have most of the other things in our track room, but are you wanting me to talk about some of the things in the large rooms first?
I was just seeing both. I mean, I was just wondering. I mean, some people do go into Maine programming. Some people don't. I wasn't sure which way you were going this year because you've done both. And so, okay. So what are you doing in Maine programming?
Okay, the Maine programming, I guess it's on, Sunday. I don't have a schedule in front of me, but Sunday...
That's okay.
I think they moved it. I believe it's at 2:30 if they moved it. We have Sean Astin and Luke Perry. They were both on Jeremiah together.
Yeah.
And Sean Astin's the sweetest guy forever. And Luke Perry and, you know, all the women just think he is just so cute. So we had a little battle as to who got to be the moderator on that one. Yeah, they were pretty excited about that on the track. And so after a rock, paper, scissors battle, we got a moderator for it. And that one's going to be on Sunday in Maine Programming. And we have Edward Furlong and Summer Glau. That's on Friday.
Oh, wow. That'll be great. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that would be kind of apocalyptic, wouldn't it?
Terminator panel.
We kind of forget Terminator. Yeah, that is kind of apocalyptic, isn't it? Kind of forget that. There you go.
Yeah, okay. So we've got those two for in the ballrooms. Now, in a larger atrium room that's on the second floor of the Marriott, we have a zombie squad panel. And that's going to be on Saturday afternoon. I believe that's at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And we also have a Writers Apocalyptic Super Panel. And that includes writers like Jonathan Mayberry, S.M. Sterling, Christopher Golden, and a few others. They're all like Bram Stoker winners and folks like that. So they're all pretty heavyweights, and they'll all talk about how they choose to office. That's pretty cool. So I loved it last year, and they were all like, yeah, this is how we decided to end the world. It was great. Michael Z. Williamson, he's on the panel, too. He's pretty
cool. Oh, wow. Well, that's cool. So cool. All right,
I was just going to ask, whereabouts, I know that you've mentioned where I think you did mention where the zombie problem is. Maybe you didn't. But also, where is your main programming, not your main program, your main track room?
The main track room is it's actually moved, but it just moved across the hall. It was in L504 and 505, and now it's right across the hall where everybody knows where Silk Road used to be. And I believe that was L501. And so we're still on Marriott first floor, lobby level. And if you turn by the concierge desk and go right down the hall, and you know where you usually ask the questions of all the programming folks, we're right across the hall from that. So if everybody was looking for where Apocalypse Rising was last year, they all they have to do is look right across the hall to where the belly dancers were. That's where we're
So you're actually,
year.
Yeah, I'm on the mezzanine level, so you're one level below me.
One level
yes?
up. I'm on
oh,
the
one level up.
Level.
Oh, you're
no,
on the lobby level.
We're on the L level, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then now the great thing for people who are coming, and I know we've talked about it before, but if you're coming from the Hyatt, it's going to be easy. Just there's a new little Dragon Con bridge for us between the Hyatt and the Marriott, and it's very comfy and easy to walk.
Yes, exactly. I'm very excited about that. Very excited about that bridge. So now we can go right back and forth. And people that are going to that comics panel can go zip right over there from our 4 o'clock apocalyptic panel up in the atrium, go right across. Or anybody actually now that you know they're going if they're going to the X track, they can come upstairs and hit one of ours, and then they can go across and hit one of Derek's panels in Dark Fantasies. There's a lot of overlap that our three tracks have too. So I mean, there's ability to crisscross in some of our stuff, and it's making it easier for the fans, and that's what it's really all about is the fans.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, let me ask Kelly, how did you get become a director, and also you know. What was your first Dragon Con experience? Were you always just on staff, or did you come by yourself first and then wound up on staff? What's your story there?
What's my story? Let's see. Well, I was born in 1966.
Well, okay, fast forward a little.
A wee bear.
Yes.
That's right. No, we'll see. See, how did I end up a director? I really don't know.
you don't know how often people say that. All the directors are like, I have no idea. Somehow I just got a telephone call and all of a sudden I'm a director.
I got nothing. I don't know. The previous director, she ended up not wanting to do it anymore because she was going to be doing something else. And so she recommended me to David. And so she emailed me and told me, guys, I recommended you. I was like, what? So, okay. I never thought about it, but okie dokie. Sounds good to me, I guess. And then David gave me a call and talked to me, and it had not occurred to me, but I said, okay, I'll do it.
Had you been coming to Dragon Con as a fan prior to that, or?
Well, I'd actually been on staff for a few years before that.
Right.
So I'd already been that, and I was her second. So before that, so I'd been on staff, and then 1 year before that, I'd even participated with Mead Coffee's Gonzo Roadshow. I was in the back because, you know, my sister is on Mead Coffee and my brother-in-law.
Huh.
So, I'm familiar with them, and I've known Widge. He was at the wedding and their wedding, and so I was familiar with them, and, you know, I'd already seen the con, and I thought, wow, this is really cool. These are my people.
They're my people. I have found my people. I feel comfy. I feel happy now. So,
happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, now, you already mentioned some of the guests that you have. Are there any particular panels that that you're really excited about that aren't, you know, necessarily star-studded, but are, you know, of... that you find very interesting that you've enjoyed over the years?
That I've enjoyed over the years?
Or even, you know, Jonathan, that are coming out this year, too.
Well, Jonathan Mayberry I always enjoy. And I was so excited to find out that he's coming back. He was the late addition. And he's going to be on Monday because that's when his time slot was put on. But it's called Jonathan Mayberry's Ruined Worlds, and they put him on 11:30 Monday. And he's got a new one coming out called Rot and Ruin, which is why we named it Ruined Worlds. But he also has so many other books that fall under zombie and apocalyptic stuff, but he also has things that fall under kind of dark fantasy. So Derek and I have done some sharing. He actually has some ghost stories, which would be extra-y. And,
very cool.
You know,
he's also done some comic book work as well. So.
Oh, yeah. He is just the coolest guy. And he is a Hanshi in karate, and he is just the most amazingly nice man. I'm always excited to have him on my track. He's going to participate in Zombie 301, which is another panel we've got. We're excited about the, of course, we have Need Coffee coming back for another panel. They're going to take on 2012 this time. So it's going to be Need Coffee versus 2012, and that's Sunday night at 7. And they generate excitement anytime they come. People love seeing them. We have another 2012 panel, which is going to have a very well-known man in this kind of arena, Graham Hancock. And I am just thrilled to have him in because he's a well-known expert in that area. And that's really about the only thing I could pull him into my track for because he was more on the paranormal X area for other stuff. For me, he is definitely renowned for his Mayan prophecy stuff. So I said, give me that one on him. So that definitely nailed it for me. I said, oh, yeah. I was salivating when I heard his name. So I'm very excited about that one. And one that I pulled in just, you know, very timely is the earthquake panel, and that's Saturday afternoon. And I think they bumped it up to 7 o'clock. And that's with Dr. Andrew Newman of Georgia Tech. He's a geophysicist and an earthquake expert, and I pulled him in, and he is going to give a scientist's view of earthquakes, why they happen, how we can predict them, and everything like that. And when the next one, big one's going to hit, New Madrid Fault, whether L.A. is going to really fall in the ocean, and it's all about earthquakes. So I think that's a really cool panel, too, that people should consider coming to look at.
Okay. Well, so now, is there anybody outside of your track this year that you're like, oh, I can't wait to go see?
Assuming you can get out of your room, of course.
Assuming that you get out of your room, which we never do, but.
But if you could.
Oh, I know. Oh, if I could get out of my room. I mean, let's see. There's a lot on the list. I mean, I have everybody I've met, the head of trauma. Every time I get him in my room, I've gotten him in my room once, and I've met him several times. What was his name? His name is escaping me right now, but he's the head of head of trauma entertainment, the movie director. How to make your own damn movie and that book and all that movie. He is fabulous, and I had him in my track last year. I wasn't able to get him in this year, but I think he is fabulous guy, and if you get a chance to get him in, and if I get a chance to go see him or at least go say hi, I'm definitely going to do it. Let's see. Yeah, I saw a couple panels on your track.
Yeah.
And then
I know there are always ones I want to go see on other people's.
Oh yeah, and there's a 10 o'clock panel over Saturday night over there at Derek's track over in Dark Fantasies. I want to go see already, and I can't remember the lady's name that she's doing it, but yeah, I've already said I wanted to go see. And there's a couple of, yeah, definitely a couple of stars I wouldn't mind seeing, but you know, last year I missed Leonard Nimoy, so you know, I'm always working, so I never get a chance to do it. It happens.
Were you thinking of Lloyd Kaufman?
Yes, Lloyd Kaufman. That's his name. Yes. Thank you.
Thank Wikipedia.
Thank Wikipedia. We love Wikipedia. Yes.
Don't thank
me. That is his name. Yes, he is wonderful. He is so nice.
Oh.
Cool.
So that's good. And then, okay.
So here's a excuse me.
Yeah. Okay.
Clear that
up.
Go for
it.
All right. Sorry about that. Exactly. Here's a question we'd love to ask, which is, if you could have any guest on your track, any guest at all, we'll give you three, alive or dead, in your case, probably dead, but still moving, who would that be? I mean, if you could have just your three dream guests, money's no object, that just for whatever reason, they just breeze right through the selection process, and they're in your track. Who would those be?
I almost got one of them last year, and that would have been George Romero.
Yes, that's right. And he was about 2-3 weeks out, and he had to back out, right? Something like that.
Right. That was dream guest number one. I mean, that's Night of the Living Dead, the reason why everybody falls in love with zombies. And, oh my goodness, George Romero. I mean, you know, when I saw his name last year on the guest list, I just fell over. Oh my goodness, I am in heaven. So, yes, that would be one. Let's see. Or dead. Edgar Allan Poe.
Ah, nice.
I don't know. That would be interesting. But a lot of his stuff just, you know, isn't really apocalyptic. But, he's got something interesting.
If there's anything I've learned from these directors' interviews, directors will figure out a way to get their favorite people into their track. If they'll twist the tiniest little thing. Oh, well, you know, there was this one bit part they played as an extra.
He did that Buried Alive one.
There you go.
Buried Alive, and I bet I could get him in the track based on Buried Alive. Oh, Edgar Allan Poe would be awesome. I know he's a little dead, but you know, the fact that he's dead would get him on my track.
Even more so, Zombie Poe would be just absolutely perfect. So that's great.
Exactly. And he'd be the host for my prom.
Oh, perfect.
Do you have a third?
My third. Let's see. I'm trying to think if there's...
Besides Will Smith, of course.
Besides Will Smith, yeah. We'll take Will Smith.
Whatever, you know.
We'll take Will. If he comes, yeah. All right.
Neil Gaiman would be nice.
Yes. Now, he did come to Dragon Con years back, though, right? It was...
Years and years. I don't even think I was a director when Gaiman was there. Yeah.
I mean, he did American Gods, he did Good Omens, and that's pretty darn apocalyptic right there. That's pretty cool. And then he did some other stuff that's just not apocalyptic, but he's just cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of stuff for him to be. I mean, pretty much
he would fit into all kinds of tracks.
Yeah, I was gonna say every track director would be going, no, you see, he fits this, and then the next one would go, no, it's this, and no, it's this. Yeah, that's actually a very good choice. It's funny that no one has mentioned Neil Gaiman actually thus far.
You know, I don't think they have. Oh. That's true.
Oh, Neil,
I think the closest was. No, who did Caro say? She said somebody
honestly,
very close to, but I don't remember.
It'd be between him and Max Brooks. I wouldn't mind getting Max Brooks in.
Yes. Oh, Max Brooks would be so awesome. I have such high hopes for that movie, and yet so terribly, I think I'm going to be so terribly disappointed. Because I can see that movie in my head, but if they don't do it the right way, it's going to be very upsetting. And the movie I'm talking about is World War Z. Max Brooks got it optioned a few years ago. So, but he's awesome.
I'm definitely thinking about that. You know, let me trade Edgar Allan Poe for somebody that I think could realistically be brought in by the con. Actually, Strieber.
Ah,
Strieber. And I think he is Extract. He is dark fantasy because Extract, he's done The Communion and he has done the other stuff like that. Dark fantasies, he's got Wolfen and all that. And for me, I just read one of his recent books, several of his recent books actually, and that includes War Day and stuff like that. And they're all apocalyptic. He did a 2012 book, not the one the movie which just came out on, but he did a 2012. And, he's smashingly good. I mean, just everything he's done to me is just really good. He's got a website. I think he's just a really, really good writer. I like him. I think he's just, and he's so adaptable to everything. And so I think he would be a cross-band appeal. And I'm just thinking, fan-wise, he would be extremely exciting. But, you know, the thought of Edgar Allan Poe on stage, of course, would be cool.
So we're almost at the end here, but wanting to know, John, have I missed a question again?
No, you're fine. Keep going.
All right. I missed a question last night. I felt terrible. So at the end of con, everybody has their own little thing they do at the end to end their track. So what do you do to kind of help end your track? Well, how do you? What's your last panel? You do a what?
We do a closing panel.
Okay.
And this year we were we usually do a feedback panel, and we ask people, what do you like? What do you not like? And we actually took some feedback last year, and we asked people, who did they want back? And they mentioned, here's what we like. They wanted more Michael Z. Williamson. They wanted more Widget Walls. They wanted more survival stuff. They wanted more of this, this, and this. And so they wanted more Tony Owl. So they told us, here's what we wanted. So we did it. And so we made sure they got Tony Gowell, Widget Walls, Survival, and Michael Z. Williams. And we made sure we had all that scheduled. So we took their feedback and did what we could. So we try to listen to the fans because they're the ones we're putting this on for them. And then, you know, and then we kind of goofed around with them, and we made sure we handed out some prizes. And, hey, they're taking their time to show up and play with us. And we goof around with them in that last panel, you know, have a little fun. It's usually a smaller panel, you know. It's Monday.
Yeah, because Lee likes to torture the Need Coffee folks by making them close out her panel so that she doesn't have to do anything. Basically, is how she does that.
I am going to make sure you are late for your plane. I so help me.
Actually, I do have one. I do have one other question, which is looking back over the time that you've been at Dragon Con, do you have a favorite panel, whether it's in your track or not, that you went to and it still kind of sticks in your mind of? Of wow, that was a really cool, either it was informative or just plain cool panel that has stuck in your mind, and you know, maybe it doesn't have a big guest or whatever, but it was just so engaging that it kind of summed up what Dragon Con is about for you.
Yeah, actually, and it was on X-Track. It was the Ghost Hunters.
Really?
Yeah, I liked the Ghost Hunters panel. It was the Ghost Hunters. It was a couple years ago, and I was able to go in. I wasn't the director at the time, so I was able to go and catch a couple of panels and somewhere else, and I went to see them because I like them. And I saw the Ghost Hunters, and I thought they were just a really good, engaging panel. So yeah, I thought that was a really good panel.
Oh, good. They are actually lovely, lovely gentlemen. I've always had a great time with them, and I wish them the best over on Paranormal Track this year. They're going to have their own Walk of Fame and stuff. But I think they're great. All of them are great. Dave and Grant and Jason and just all of them. I can't even name them all, but they're fun. They're very, very nice. They'll spend a lot of time talking to people. So if somebody is interested and wants to go and talk to them, do not be shy. Go up and talk to them. They will spend time talking to you. They love to talk to everybody. So
yeah, and I was about to ask.
Notice that they spent time talking to people, extra time talking to people, and that was what it was about for me. And, you know, and I guess mine would, on my track, would probably be, on my particular track would be the plague panel that I had last year. And I know that sounds kind of crazy, but, Dr. John Samar and, Scott Sigler and Jonathan Mayberry were all on a panel together. Dr. John Samar, provided the, scientific view of plagues and pandemics. And then those two had written a book that involved plague being spread. And so we got the author's view of plagues, and we got the scientist's view of plagues. And so they said, well, here's the fictionalized, and then here is the real science behind plagues. And so that's what I was trying to show. And, I mean, everybody in the room just seemed entranced by it. And then and Dr. Samar is just absolutely a fabulous guest because he's funny. And he gave some really funny incidences about, you know, things that happened. And he said, you know, somebody said, well, what's the most fun virus? He said, oh, you know what? Ebola looks really good under the microscope. It's awesome. <You
know? laughs>
He was a really fun guest.
I've actually talked to other disease hunters, as it were, and they will all say that Ebola is actually very, very pretty. It's beautiful when you look at it. I'm like, oh, it's awesome. Good. And they're like, yeah, it's really cute. It's deadly. It'll kill you, but it's beautiful to look at. It's very, very pretty little bug.
So just like Lee.
It was beautiful.
Just like Lee.
I happen to have a
piss me off and I'll take you
pandemics. I do like pandemics, and I like to know what we can do to fight them. And, you know, and I think they're very interesting. So I thought that panel was probably one of my favorites on my particular track. But the Ghost Hunters off my track was definitely the one that, you know, spoke to me about the con, yes.
Yay. Okay, cool. Well, this has been a lot of fun. We thank you for doing this. This is great.
Good,
and I, especially with 8 days until we're both doing, really doing stuff. It is weird though to think about how it starts so early on Friday and we're, you know,
we got an 11:30 panel ourselves.
Yeah, that's early. That's early.
Is there anything, is there anything, Kelly, that you're still, trying to work out, at this late in the game, or is it kind of all set in stone now? Well, I know nothing's ever set in stone, but
trying to work everything out. No. Well, let's see. I like to make my own little flyers just to put outside the room, just to kind of give, it's just my own little thing that I do, just to publicize a couple of panels to give people an idea. I'm a picture person, and so I'm doing that this weekend. It's just like, hey, come to Zombie Squad, and I give people pictures, and I tell them, like, one little teeny paragraph is just kind of like a media relations thing, because I was in the media, you know, and, and then I just put it up outside my room, and I'll do it for two or three panels, and I'll just kind of put it on the door right outside the room, and then that way people can look at it and go, oh, that one's at 4 o'clock. Okay, I can be there, and that's what that's about. Because in the pocket program, all it does is it tells them this. It doesn't tell them really what it's about, and people don't read it unless they get... And if they see a picture, I think it means a little bit more to them. It gives them a picture of what to look at. It gives them, and, you know, so I give them something visual to see. And that's what I try to do, is pick out two or three to give them a picture and a line or two. And that's what I'm going to do this weekend with a few of my panels on Friday, a couple on Saturday, a couple on Sundays. Just a couple of, oh, here, we got a heads up on a couple that you got. So, yeah, you know. I guess that's what I've got to do this weekend.
Very nice.
Just some fun stuff.
Very nice. And just trying to get as much sleep as you can right now, right?
Yeah, good luck on that, right?
Yeah, good luck. Tell me how that works out for you.
Dead.
That's right. I'll sleep when I need brains. That's exactly.
You don't even get to sleep when you're dead. Exactly, Kelly.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, thank you so much again, Kelly, for joining us. We've enjoyed this talk, and I really do appreciate, as I've told all the directors, I really do appreciate the hard work you guys put into the con and you know, basically putting it on for 30 to 40,000 of your closest friends and doing all the work that we're too lazy to do. So
you just get to show up.
I really, really do appreciate
it. Thank you again for having me. And I want to mention one more time, real quick, before I go, Weston Peachtree Ballroom, 10 p.m., Zombie Palm, brains not included. Everybody, please show up.
Awesome.
Yay! Go.
All right. For Lee and the Unique Geek, I am John. I appreciate your time and listening. And until DragonCon, peace.
Peace.
Thank you.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.
Hey gang, John here again. Sorry to disturb you. Guess you're listening anyway, it doesn't matter. Just forgot to ask Kelly while she was on where to find information on her track or who to follow or whatever on Twitter. And so I thought I'd give you that information really quick. Of course, you can find all this stuff if you head over to DragonCon.org. You can find links to the different websites, but just to make it easy for you, it'll be in the post as well. If you go to apocalypserising.dragoncon.org, that is their main site. And if you follow Twitter, twitter.com/AR_track_DC. The username again for Twitter is AR_track_DC. So Apocalypse Rising Track DC, obviously meaning Dragon Con. So if you go there, follow them, then you should be getting updates throughout the time, or at least, right now. So until I see you guys all at Dragon Con, peace.